Now, my experience back along the track has been rather considerable with this. It's a wonder that there's any affinity between me and anybody in any part of the organization, simply because everybody who walks in the door who is rocky on his mental pins, even vaguely, will give me the sorriest, longest, drawn-out song and dance you ever heard. Once in a while, it's true, somebody has been in, he's taken a course for 3 minutes, he attended it with one quarter of one ear open, and he blew, and everybody in the course knew this fellow was in horrible condition anyhow, and he suddenly winds up in some other part of the country representing himself as giving a series of sessions of which I get half the profit. This, by the way, just happened. An amazing, fantastic thing. And then, of course, feels very hurt because the IGS has jerked his certificates so that it practically charred while it was coming out of his hands. They wonder why this occurred. But that's very overt. Yes, you can expect things like to happen, like that to happen once in a while because you're still dealing to a large degree with Homo sapiens. And by the way, it's only where you're dealing with Homo sapiens continually that this happens. It really doesn't happen very much when you're dealing with Scientologists, auditors whose cases are in good shape. Now, how any affinity line exists at all is a wonder, because there is hardly an auditor anyplace whose reputation has not been so blackened to me by personal representations on the part of their pre-clears and people in their areas that if I didn't know my people better than that, I would never for one moment believe that there was one Scientologist in the world that one should waste a moment's time on. They're all lost. They're all psychos, obviously. And I don't think there's a Scientologist any place who hasn't, sooner or later, had my name blasted around one way or the other. Now, in view of the fact that as many stories as I have heard about myself coming back to me one way or the other, you know, catching them in letters passing from somebody's hands to somebody's hands, you know, in view of the fact that I have yet to read or hear a single correct rendition of my life, whether it was well meant or badly meant, I must then assume that 99% of the material which I receive about our auditors must be in a like state of perverted communication. So I merely have to assume this, that man, Homo sapiens, has as his last effort to make nothingness the cutting of affinity lines and the perverting of fact.